This is KUNC. Like most states, Colorado is seeing a steady uptick in suicides. That's put the pressure on services like the statewide crisis line to help stop that trend. As KUNC's Matt Bloom reports, new changes are being put in place to grow the hotline and keep up with demand.
Colorado Support Line, this is Carol, and who am I speaking with?
The state's 24/7 mental health hotline was created in response to the 2012 Aurora Theater shooting. It's part of legislation passed by lawmakers that also includes walk-in clinics and a mobile crisis team.
Well, is there anything else that I can do to try to assist you tonight?
Early on, the line responded to between 4 and 8,000 interactions each month through phone calls, texts, and instant messages. It's now closer to 20,000. They help people through all sorts of things, ranging from anxiety to depression to suicidal thoughts. The line has two options for those in need, the crisis line and peer support line. The latter is more about relating one-on-one with callers, the former for finding immediate care.
You know, sometimes it's an all-hands-on-deck situation.
Jessica Stolman-Rainey is making coffee before the late shift gets started. She's worked in mental health for 8 years and with the crisis line since last fall.
You know, it's not just the people who are normally on the floor, but all the supervisors and everybody kind of has to chip in when those things happen.
She offers up a couple of theories as to why the demand has grown. It's been around for a while, so word has gotten out. And there's our obsession with social media, which can bring people together, but also has a tendency to isolate its users.
You know, not doing anything in person with people or not reaching out to people to form meaningful connections, but having these sort of surface relationships that allow people to say, I'm fine, and not be fine, and no one to know that that's what's happening.
The state's suicide rate is on the rise. It topped 1,100 last year. And there's the contagion effect, too, when other people take their lives after hearing about suicides in the news, like fashion designer Kate Spade and celebrity chef Anthony Bourdain last month. Whatever the factor, the state has responded by increasing the staff to 75 people.
And so it's making sure that we have sufficient capacity to manage that fluctuation in volume.
Camille Harding is with the Department of Human Services and oversees the line. The legislature increased its budget by an additional $700,000 this past year. And Harding says they're kicking around the idea of building a new app to make follow-ups more streamlined.
We know that technology has a lot of opportunity to improve a variety of things from response time all the way to having an app on your phone or being able to instant message and provide feedback about the support you received.
Another new addition is two opiate crisis specialists. One of them is Heidi L. She asked us not to use her last name for privacy reasons.
So sometimes when people are calling, they just want detox. They're not looking for a program. Some people don't know what they're doing and have no idea what to do and where to go. It's a really complex problem.
Her first contact with the crisis line was actually as a user, once during a panic attack and before a suicide attempt in 2014. She says it was an invaluable part of her recovery.
Even if I didn't have anybody else, there was somebody that gave it a damn that I was picking up the phone.
But even the people answering the phones need a break. That's why the center has what they call the Tranquility Room. Jessica Stolman-Rainey shows me their assortment of stress-relieving tools like a yoga mat, a salt lamp, and a massage chair.
I used to do jiu-jitsu, so I brought in a rebreakable board so that people can get some energy out breaking a board if they want to.
A sense of humor is also important, she says. The work of an operator can be grueling.
You know, we ask them to do something really big, which is to meet people who are in their darkest moments, and that's a really vulnerable place to ask people to be. So it's really important for me to take care of the people that I'm asking to do that.
Without supporting them, she says, they can't support the growing number of callers. For KUNC, I'm Matt Bloom.